We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omad Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top, beginning of a line. The Boyaluhu Mochar Kol Nechasim Al. We know from our Mishnah that they give away B'matana all your Nechasim. So the loch is, if you get better, then you chayzer. Here, it's a little bit different. You didn't give it away B'matana, you sold it. So why is selling different? Selling obviously is different because you get money back. So you can't say, oh, I didn't leave anything for myself. He left himself all the money. He sold his whole portfolio for $1 million. Now he has $1 million cash. So if it's $1 million cash, you can't say, oh, now I got better, I want back my properties. You have $1 million. You left yourself something to live with. And so what would be the other side? The other side would be that the mice now might get stolen, because now, if he would be alive, he doesn't want to have everything in cash. He'd rather have it in property. That's the shaila. Mocha kon nechasam, he gets better now. Could he be chayzer or not? Omrav Yudam Rav. Omad ain't a chayzer. If he gets better, he can't be chayzer. V'zimna Omrav Yudam Rav, Omad chayzer. Sometimes he said the other way. Same person. Said him Omad chayzer. So it's a stira. V'loi pligi. Hod istnu lezuzi beinayu. Hod parinu v'chayvay. And it's because showing him how to learn this when we learn like the Rashbam. Which way? He says, if the zuz is be'en, so then you could be chayzer. Because you see, he didn't use the money because he thought maybe he'll get better and he'll switch it back. Masha'enkin, if he used the money to pay up his chayvis, so there, im amar ain't a chayzer. Because he looks like he sold it because he needed the money for something to pay up his debts, and therefore, in such a case, he cannot be chayzer. So if the money is be'en, he could be chayzer. If the money is not be'en, he can't be chayzer. There are other which I'm learning the opposite, but we're going to learn this way. And he kept the money ban, and what's the svara? Like the svara we said before, that the reason why he wants to be chayzer now back at the property, because if he's going to stay alive, he doesn't want to have everything in cash, because that could be stolen. He'd rather have property. And there's an umdana that he would not sell everything if he wasn't dying, and therefore he could be chayzer. Masha'enk, if he pays up his chayv, so there he did have use with the money, and that's why he cannot be chayzer. Eboilahu, not a shayla. Shchimra shahoydamahu. The shchimra, he was sick, and he was giving away everything he has, and he gave it away b'derech hoida. What he said was, "I'm moida that it belongs to Reuven." That's what he says. So what's the shaila? We're going to see soon the whole sugya if kinyan adisa works. So now, if kinyan adisa works, so what's the shaila? The shaila is maybe a shkimira is just saying this because shloila has bia as bana. There's a klal that we find that a lot of times a person doesn't want everyone to know that his children is getting a big Yerusha, because then they're going to come running after the children and try to get money from them. He doesn't want that to happen. So therefore he wants to make believe his children are not that rich. And therefore he's Maida, and he says, really all that money I have belongs to Reuven. That's what it does. And he's Maida. The Shaila is that considered a kinyan now to Reuven? Does Reuven now own it? Either it's a Schaivis to Reuven, it's a kinyan to Reuven. Does Reuven own it or not? Or we say, it's just Shloya Asbiyah Asbana. So the Gemara, like the Rashbam explains, you see the Rashbam on top, Bayalu, he says, "Ba'am b'chol yav sada umayis halalu, my property and my money, halalu shaplayni, it belongs to Reuven. Ba'af b'isha hayinu mukhzakim nechasim halalu, she'enu shalai shaplayni." We know it's not Reuven's. She'inu yayidim she'en shalzeh amayidabam, we knew it was this shchimera, do we say that he's doing this just to make himself he shouldn't look rich? This is Maida, So Mara brings a raya from a Maisa. Toshima, the Issa Giyura Havale Trace Af Zuzabe Rava. Issa Giyura had 12,000 zuz. It was a Pekodim by Rava. Rava was taking care of his Pekodim. He hid it somewhere on the ground, and he had a Pekodim by Rava. Now Issa Giyura was married to Rachel Bas Shmuel. We know that Shmuel's daughters were captured, and this Isser was a guy, and he married Rachel while he was still a guy, but he was a skyer. By the time the child was born, actually, he was a ger. And the child they had was Rav Mari. So Rav Mari was Hayrasai Shaloi Bekedusha. He was conceived before his father was a Yid, Veleidasa Bekedusha, which makes it that his father is not his father. That's what happens. So there's no Yerusha on this. So Isik Yura have a trace of Alphazus Bei Rava, and Rav Mari Berei, Hayrasai Shaloi Bekedusha, Lasa Bekedusha. His son Rav Mari was conceived Shaloi Bekedusha, but the later was Bekedusha. Havai Ubei Rav Hava. And he was a why he mentioned this? Good question. Rosh Hashanah says, lo yadati. Well, I don't know why he mentioned this. Maybe take out the girsa. Maybe we'll go back to Rosh Hashanah soon. But Bei Rav Ava. So the shaila was like this. Rava had the money, and it seems like Rava held that since Isser is a ger, So when he dies, the money is hefker. So Rava figured he's going to make $12,000 over here. It could be $12 million, however the money is worth. He said, this is in my rishus, and there's no way for Isser to give it away to his son. There's no Yerusha.
So, is it Rosh
Hashanah? Was it Rosh Hashanah B'Kedusha? Yes.
That's why it doesn't go.
Yeah, it's not his father. Yeah. When Tommy's born, the father has no shaykhs to the birth. So it says, the father's shaykhs is by the Hayrasa. And then at that time, he was a guy. So Amar Rava, Heichelikninu Rav Mari. So Rav Mari said to himself, like to his people around him also, he was discussing, he said, Rav Mari, there's no way to get kind of this from Isser. If he wants to be kind of Yerusha, la bar Yerusha, he's not the bar Yerusha because his father was a goy when he was conceived. Im matana, matna shchimra ki Yerusha shavir rabbanon. Matna shchimra is like Yerusha. Kol heicha the isa be Yerusha, isa matana. Kol heicha lessa be Yerusha, lessa be matana. We're saying that Rav Mari is not in a din of matna shchimra because it only works by someone who's possible of Yerusha. I can ask me, it says a bunch of times, they let it give something to Reuven, right, to someone else. Teretz says, it has to be someone who is who's in the parish of Yerusha. Every Yid, every Jew, is in the parish of Yerusha somehow or another, through something called Mishmush. There's some way, the two people, me and you, could be possible to Yerusha each other. There's a possibility.
Why is Yerusha's mother?
What?
This kid that was born is
a yeah,
Jew.
Right.
Yes,
the mother didn't have money. The mother didn't have the money. It has to be between the two. It has to be a Shayach Yerusha between the two people. Between the two people are giving trading matanas, it has to be a Shayach Yerusha. And here, between Isser and Ramari, it's impossible to have any Yerusha done. Huh? It's possible. Up to Adam Rishon, it's possible that they have Yerusha. School Mishmash. Yeah. Yeah. Up and back down. Yeah. It's a possibility. So here it's not a possibility. It's not, don't try Ma'an Shchimra. Ma'an Shchimra, the Gemara is Mechashtos, and we pass like this. This is the only way Ma'an Shchimra is only someone who's Shayach be Yerusha. Only Shayach be Yerusha. So here, that can't work with Ma'an Shchimra. So then it says, maybe im Mashicha, maybe Shdu Mashicha. So less the Gabay. He doesn't have it. This doesn't have it to give it to Ramari with Mashicha. Ib Khalipin, use Khalipin, aim at paying nickname Khalipin. You can't be Makna money with Khalipin. I agav karka. There's another way to be kind of money with karka. Give him some karka. So less the ara. Isser did not have any property. Ibn Maimit Shloshtam. Maybe Maimit Shloshtam. That also means if you get together Isser, Rava, and Rav Mari, so then you can give it to him by Maimit Shloshtam. So he says, no, he's shalachli, lo yazin, I'm not going to go. The Rashbam says, boss the Issa, pen afsid, I don't want to lose, I'm not going to go. We have to explain this in a second. But Rav says, if they cause me, I'm not going. So mask of law, Rav, so Rav said, look, I'm good. No, there's no way for him to get it. So mask of law, they're sitting in this marriage, they're discussing this, and Rav said to the oilam there, he says, there's no way he's getting this. So mask of law, Rav Ika Breid Rav Ami, so Rav Ika Breid Rav Ami asked Rav Amai, for loy di iser, da lein zuzi di Rav Mari ninu, but like, you know, by Edisa. There is a way you could do it, by being moida that it belongs to Rav Mari, and that's called kinyan Edisa, which either works as a kinyan or works as a schaivus, but it works that now the money goes to Rav Mari, and let it work that way. Okay, and that was the end of it, everyone went home. Ad hachi nafak Edisa by iser. All of a sudden he heard that Issa did this kinyan Edisa. Ikbid Rava, how did he find that? He found out they were talking to the Bais Medrash, and everyone finds out what the Elam was talking about in the Bais Medrash, and he did it. Ikbid Rava, Amma, Kamag Bri Tainosel, and Inchi, Mavsidili. Why did you do that? Why did you teach him Tainus and make me lose? And so, like the response of Tech, never Bais Medrash, Yotza Akarl, Vilmdu Lita, can you learn the thing? So, what do you see in this Gemara? The Adkan, the Rai. The Rai is, King and Adisa works. So, I just want to speak out two things. First of all, what was done in Rava? Rava here was upset. He didn't want to go for Maimon Shloshtam. You don't want to give money to Rav Mari. So the Meiri says that Avada Rava was planning on giving the money to Rav Mari. But he wanted to be the mitzvah of chesed. He wanted to be his matana to Rav Mari. And he didn't want it to be that it's really his. So he wanted to be kind of real, fair and square. It's his. And now he's giving a major matana to Rav Mari. That's what he wanted. And that's why he's upset. That's one thing. One point. Point number two. There's machlokes rishonim if kinyan adisa is actually a kinyan. When you say I'm moide that Rav Mari owns it, does Rav Mari own it already, or it's a schayves? So the Tosfos Rosh learns machlokes rishonim. Tosfos Rosh learns that it's a kinyan. He says ki tekanas chacham he should toil ha'ida k'may kinyan sudar mashicha. It's a tekanas chacham that adisa works like a kinyan. Other rishonim say it's not a kinyan. All it is just a schayves. Let's go back to that Rishash that said, in the Gemara, that Ramari was a Bar Bei Rav. So if you look at the Rishash, it says, Lo yadat leiza kavana shmina. What's the point? The Rosh less is. The Rosh doesn't have that girsa. The Ulai, the Rosh Loima, after have a tzurva rabbanon, im kozeh marava, tla yucha loshus eitza ilichnak zamayis. He says, even though he's a tzurva rabbanon, he couldn't figure out a way how to get the money. That's what the Rishash says. And he's bothered by it. But upon him, it's a raya that there is such a thing as kinyan oidisa.